Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little Stone's bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Check out my blog, too, if you want. It's there as well as my knowledge base. Lots of other things there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Rich Galen is our guest. He has an outstanding website, which is where you can subscribe to his thrice-weekly cyber column, Mullings.com. Check that out when you get a chance. Right, Rich?
Yes, sir. That's the place to find it, Mullings.com.
And the three books that you're going to be writing in one day in the future will be there. You'll be able to buy those there when you write those books, right, Rich?
As soon as it's like building a bridge. If you could just figure out where to put the first
I'm trying, folks.
The rest of it would be easy.
I'm trying to get him to write a book. I mean, he's got a wonderful book inside of him. I just can't get it out of him. All this work, all these travels he's been doing. Rich, not while you were gone. I guess you were back when this happened. The president gave a State of the Union speech. Mm-hmm. And, I'm nostalgic for the days when they just phoned it in. But
forever it was just a written statement.
Yeah, they just gave it. They just sent it over by courier. Here, boy, take this over.
That's exactly what they did. And television didn't exist.
Right, so. It didn't. As Monty Python would say, it didn't enter into it. But what about what did you think about the speech?
I thought it was interesting in that it was about 70%. And I'm predisposed not to like it because he's a Democrat and I'm a Republican. But even at that, I thought it was about 70% campaign speech and 30% true State of the Union address. The State of the Union is required by the Constitution, not annually, but the Constitution says the president shall from time to time report to the Congress on the State of the Union, which is how it got its name, mm-hmm. and shall recommend, and I forget the exact words, but shall recommend such legislation as he deems necessary, and that's why the speech has the content it does. It's required by the Constitution. But in this particular case, I was struck by a couple of things. One, that he sounded, I thought, fairly defensive in terms of, once again, blaming the previous administration as to how we got here. I think we have seen since the two elections in November and then the one in Massachusetts that people are tired of that. I mean, mm-hmm. they've been there a year and time to kind of fess up and take responsibility. And then two, I thought that the bromides in terms of how he wanted to move ahead were very much like a stump speech and very little like a State of the Union address. And then the one part that I was...
You mean, as they say in Texas, all hat and no cattle?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That is, I wish I would have thought of that. I would have put it in the column. But
that's what I'm here for, Rich.
Yeah, I know. I believe in quote you. As my friend Jim Blasingame said, who stole that
from the Texans?
Yeah, that great Texan, Jim Blasingame. But the one part that I thought was absolutely unseemly and I suspect that they don't wish they could get it back because they don't think they have any idea how unseemly it was. It was chiding the U.S. Supreme Court when the
Supreme
Court members were sitting 10 feet in front of him. Not only that, but if you look at the footage of it, the Democrats are surrounding him, the cabinet surrounding them, I mean. The cabinet is sitting directly next to them, and everybody got up and cheered jeered the members of the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
I mean, in another culture, at another time, that would have been... I mean, if that had happened in another country...
Here's the thing, and I know, folks, sometimes you think that these things are being overplayed, but I when I see things like that, Rich, I keep thinking about Daniel Patrick Moynihan's term, defining deviancy down. Is that another step towards demeaning politics? I mean,
you're right. It's another bit of gotcha politics.
It's happened. It's a precedent, and it becomes a little more acceptable in the future.
Now the next person or he can do it to somebody else again. I mean, it's I was in Ukraine not so long ago for their elections. If a place like Ukraine had had that happen, where the chief of state had publicly wagged a finger in the face of the Supreme
yeah.
Court is called in a place like that, and his ministers stood up and sort of, you know, pointed at them as well, we would have taken that as a very dangerous sign about the state of their democracy.
Should President Obama come out this week and say, you know what, folks, I've been thinking about what I said. The Supreme Court was there. They're a wonderful, vitally important part of our world.
Co-equal branch.
I said something, and I now wish I hadn't. Let's don't do that anymore. I apologize for what I said. You know, whether we agree or disagree, I shouldn't have said it. Let's stop that.
Yeah, he won't do that. I mean,
But shouldn't he?
Yeah, well, he should have done it last week. And he was factually incorrect. Justice Alito was seen mouthing the words "That's wrong,"
right,
when the president was talking about the influence of foreign corporations on U.S. elections,
right,
as a result of a recent decision. And in fact, the president was wrong. And I said on another interview that I said, well, one of them had read the decision because he had to sign it; the other had not read it.
Well, the other thing, though, you know, to me is, as you mentioned in the previous segment, you know, we're a shining light on a hill to these fledgling democracies, and we should hold ourselves to a higher standard.
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
and that isn't a higher standard.
No, not it's not. It's no standard, and it's. I mean, it is another example of the Democrats and President Obama are not alone in this.
I agree.
But this business of the constant state of campaign.
Well, Joe Wilson, you know, months ago, calling the president a liar. You know, whether he did or didn't. That's not the time or the place for that. I mean, we've got to be a little more responsible for these things, folks. And when we mess up, we should admit it. Stay with us. Quick break, Tintel. We come back. I want to talk to Rich about registered independents.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.